Hello, everyone. It's Mushtar FM 89.6. And I'm Sabina. And today with me, Thomas and Carmen. Dear listeners, good morning.
Hello, Sabina. Hello, Thomas.
Hello, everyone.
How are you feeling today, guys?
Good. It's Friday. So yeah, what we can say?
I feel also very good. What about you?
Yeah, the weather is so good. It's so sunny and shiny, so I feel good as well. And by the way, I have a random question, guys. Did you have breakfast today?
Yes, of course.
All right. And you, Thomas?
Very little one. As always, I'm not able to eat breakfast when I woke up because my stomach is not ready, so it's very little thing usually. What about you?
Well, I did have a little bit of breakfast today too, and I'm really curious about what you ate today because the topic of our podcast today is there actually a perfect diet? Because today, nowadays, eating a healthy and balanced diet is such an important part of our daily lives or of maintaining good health. And I think if probably in the past people didn't pay much attention to it, now, especially the new generation gets more and more interested in it, right? About what we eat, what we drink, our maybe some eating habits. And today we'll talk about it. So before we start, can you actually share what you had for breakfast today?
Yes, I can do because at least today I think that I take a breakfast very good because I make a milkshake with avocado, banana milk.
Really?
Oh, yeah, because I am going to confess something, and it that for example for me eat the fruit sometimes is I am lazy, I have to cut, I have to eat. Okay, so I prefer to make a milkshake to put everything together.
Everything in the blender and then push the button. And then
We have to recognize that the people, I don't know if the expert, they said that maybe it's not very, it's not the same than the vitamin and the nutrients of the fruit. It's not the same if you make in a milkshake or eat alone, but at least it's something for me.
Yeah.
So, and also bread with oil, because in Spain this is a typical.
Olive oil? Olive oil?
Yes. Olive.
So not like butter, right? It's olive oil.
Exactly.
Okay.
But the question also, did you change your diet since you came in Hungary or it's still, for breakfast? Do you take the same breakfast that you used to do in Spain or it's different since you arrived?
It's a bit different because, for example, in Spain, we ate a lot of bacheri, more like cheese, salami, for example, ham. And here, I didn't find the good one.
So, of course.
Normally, I don't eat, but in Spain, yes. So maybe here for the breakfast is more healthy because in the start of the day with a cheese, salami, ham, maybe it's not the best option, but
it's just the Spanish way.
Yeah, exactly.
And you have a special blender, you said, for the smoothie that you made for the morning, right? So you have a blender, right? That you mix everything?
Yeah, exactly. It's very easy. And in Fat Minu, you have your milkshake. But I have to say that not every day. Was today because I didn't have enough time, so it's something easy and healthy. Okay.
Just to comment, you know, I'm such a fan of smoothies. Of course, these days while I'm in Hungary, I can do that. But when back in Moscow, I had my own blender. Then I bought my own juicer, so that makes fresh juice. And I bought a big basket and to fill it in with fresh fruit, you know, to make smoothies and fresh juice every day. And, you know, my parents look at me like, how do you have time and will for that, you know, like to have it all? Because a lot of people like are lazy because it's not only about making it. It's also about, you know, cleaning after, you know, each part. Yeah, but I really love it to the extent that I even bought a book, a big book of different smoothie recipes, and it looks so perfect. I can show you once when you come, like whenever to my apartment, and it's called The Bible of Smoothies, and it's in French.
It's a book?
Yeah.
Ah, really?
Yeah, of smoothies. Mm-hmm. So it's each page is a smoothie, a page of a smoothie and ingredients that you have to add. And Thomas, what did you have for breakfast?
This morning I had a croissant with iced tea. I know it's not the best at all because it's too sweet for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was in France, I usually don't take breakfast at all. And here, I don't know, because usually when I work, I don't have time to take breakfast during the morning or stuff. Okay, it's just I don't take time to take a breakfast. But here, yeah, it's usually very little thing for the morning. Mm-hmm. And then I eat more for noon and for dinner usually.
Yeah.
And yeah, my diet changed when I came here because, as I said, in France, usually I don't eat anything, just maybe sometimes a banana during the morning, but nothing more because I don't like to eat much in the morning because my stomach is not totally awake.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's this. What about you?
Well, to be honest, my typical breakfast would start at around from 9 to 10. Depends on what time I wake up. Usually I wake up 7:30 or 8. And my ritual, I always drink a cup of coffee. This habit I got since I came to Hungary. I don't know why. I always wanted to have a coffee machine. I bought it and I just was tired of drinking instant coffee. And I bought the coffee machine. And oh my God, I love drinking exactly 2 cups of just Americano. Like, you know, one shot of espresso and a little bit of hot water, 2 cups. And then after that, I just feel that just pure coffee without any sugar makes me feel good in terms of in the morning, I don't feel like I want to eat a lot. It kind of lowers my sugar level in the blood. I even feel it. And I'm ready to eat a proper and good breakfast in the morning that will keep me full for a long time. So usually it depends. It's either eggs and a piece of whole wheat bread or a cracker with some, I really love cheese with scrambled eggs, or I eat porridge with fruit and nuts. That's the, like either two.
But you said that you drink your coffee without any sugar, but do you like the taste or just for the energy that it brings?
Both, I think. It's for the energy
the taste, like
and
you,
for the
you,
taste.
You drink it and you think, oh, it's delicious.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I like
I can't share this opinion for sure, but okay.
Me neither. I never drink coffee. Well, I try, but I don't usually drink coffee for the taste, because I don't really like.
Yeah, personally, it's the same. The closest thing to coffee I can drink is like cappuccino with milk, because otherwise I can't. Mm-hmm. But it's not really coffee, but it's the little bit taste of coffee with milk, and for me it's too terrible when you take the coffee and I don't know, I want to cry when I drink it. Okay, with sugar it's okay, but without it, for me it's really nasty.
Yeah.
But it's personal opinion.
But anyways, we can also talk about what we eat during the day. And guys, I'm really curious, what is in your opinion a good diet during the day and what is bad? Maybe you can share, like, what are your strengths in nutrition, in diet, or what are your weaknesses?
Okay, I can start if you want. For example, normally, every day I try to eat different foods. My diet, I usually, or I would like to be the most diversity as possible.
Very diversified meal, like to have a little bit of everything you don't like for a few days in a row to eat the same thing. Mm-hmm. This is what you mean?
Exactly. But I have to recognize, for example, that normally between the breakfast and the lunch, in the middle I eat chips or chocolate or candies, a lot of things that are not very good. So I think that this is my weakness.
My weakness. So you think you are more, you like more salty products than sugary?
No, I am not sure. I think that I like both.
Both of
at
them.
The same time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because normally when I eat something sweet, then I need something salty. Also, if I eat something salty, then I need something sweet. So
okay.
I am always in the balance.
Okay, and for you, Thomas?
I ask you not to take example on me because I'm sure that I have one of the worst diets. Because, okay, in the morning I don't eat a lot, but like for lunch or dinner, basically every meal, it's like only few types of meal. It can be sandwich with, of course, no vegetables in it or no salad, nothing. Or it can be pizza. But the thing is, I never eat vegetables like at all. And sometimes as fruit, I eat banana, but truly not every day, not even every week, because I'm a very lazy person. So, and I love sandwich, but I know it's not good for my health at all. But just I love the taste. But I know what could be a good meal for me, but just I'm too lazy, or just I have problem with the texture of some food. That's why I prefer to eat sandwich and pizza, because it's the texture I like, even if I know that that will destroy me one day. But for now, it's like this. So,
and it's something fast that you can prepare. So the thing is that you will eat something that you can prepare like as fast as possible, right?
Yes, usually it's not something I like to take time. I mean, when it's for me, I don't care. I just make sandwich and I eat it. But when I cook for others, I do some effort, because I don't want them to dive with me in the deepest of the terrible food. So now when I'm with others, usually it's okay, because I can adapt and it's I know that it's better for me. But when I'm alone, it's just a disaster. That's why maybe I have some problem because of it, I think. What about you?
Well, my biggest weakness is that I have such a sweet tooth, which means that I really adore sugar products. And I always want to have a bite of chocolate or Nutella or something sweet. You know, I can't resist it. It is my eating habit. So I really struggle with that, because I understand that, of course, consuming that much sugar is not good for you. But basically, other than that, I think I eat healthy, because I try to eat breakfast and try to also have a diversified diet. So sometimes I eat fish, sometimes meat, sometimes I don't eat meat. I eat a lot of fruit, vegetables, nuts. Like, I try to make it as nutritious as possible for my body, because I also work out quite often. And of course, I feel good when I eat healthy food, because I know that maybe when we eat something, we don't see the difference. But actually, if we look at our lives, let's say in the frame of, let's say, 5 years, how you look like first 5 years, second 5 years, you know, in every 5 years, still we are what we eat. You know, maybe you heard this phrase, our diet depends on the quality of our skin, the quality of our teeth as well, and our energy during the day, you know. So actually, you know, there is a lot we can talk about. Actually, yeah, but it's very interesting.
I don't know if you are agree with me, but I think that is the perfect time to include in this conversation, for example, the exercise, the sport, because you were talking about the sugar, and obviously it's not good to eat a lot of sugar, but also I think that it's worse if you don't move too much during the day, because if you eat too much sugar, but you make exercise, you have a lifestyle very if you during the day you move too much, then you can waste this sugar, in the end of the day maybe your level of sugar is good. So also it's important to do exercise, to move, because sometimes I have to say that I think that I have a diet very good, or I try to eat everything, but maybe I don't usually do the regular sport. So probably this is also my problem.
But you know, it depends also, because we all have different types of bodies. And you know, I think almost everybody has that friend who has a perfect body and eats a lot and different kinds of food and sugary foods, and nothing happens, you know, to his or her body.
But sometimes also it can be a problem. For example, I know one of my close friends, he's like very skinny and he can eat very fat, very sweet and things like this, and he will not take 1 gram. So for some, the problem is they cannot lose weight, but for some they cannot gain weight. So it's both sides, and it can be very problematic for some of this.
Yeah, because we relate the good diet of the bad diet depend of the physical of the person.
Physical conditions, yes.
And it doesn't make sense. at all, because I was reading that, for example, the genetics mm-hmm. is very important in the diet.
Yeah, for example, mm-hmm. I'm very grateful for my genetics because it's true. Because for what I eat, I should be like obese, like uh-huh. plus, because I said what I eat for lunch and dinner, yeah. but like, for example, I drink a few liters of soda per week. Like I can eat, for example, at 3 a.m. a bag of chips, something like this. It's not rare at all. I do that very often, like yes, soda, chips, whole bag of candy also, and somehow I'm not more than 90 kilo for 1.84 meters, so I'm very glad. I should mm-hmm. be very
grateful than
this, but
yeah.
somehow I keep my weight for years like this. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but I think it's because of genetics, but yeah, I feel very lucky about this.
Well, Toma, can you just realize, what if you have a good diet and you also exercise? How you have the opportunity to transform your body, you know? I just thought of it in a different way.
But my problem is I prefer to have a good taste in my mouth instead of mm-hmm. good things for my body, because true, I don't care. I think every time I know it's terrible it's terrible thoughts, but I'm like, I want to eat what I want because I have one life, but if yeah. I still do like this, my life will be shorter and shorter. Yeah. So I think yeah. at one moment yeah. I will have to make some efforts.
I think that you have to find the balance.
Yeah.
And also I would like to ask Toma, what about your physical condition? I mean, with this kind of diet, do you feel sometimes tired, or do you have the proper energy? Or
truly, I'm tired all the time. But I know it's related to my diet also, because I don't eat at precise hour. For example, I know that some people eat the lunch between 12 and 2, the dinner between, 7 and 9. And for me, I eat when I want to eat. I don't have any rules. That's the problem for me. I eat when I want, what I want, like mm-hmm. basically a child. And I think that's a problem.
Yeah, and that's why we are here. We will discuss everything. Like, we will discuss good eating habits and different diets today. But before that, I would also like to ask you, do you think there are any peculiar or particular eating habits in your home country? Because, for example, I can tell you about mine. In Russia, we have a big culture of, having 3 meals a day. And like, for example, we have breakfast, then we have lunch. And after lunch and dinner, well, at least after dinner, there is a culture of having a cup of tea and a little dessert, you know, especially when I'm at my granddad's place. All the time we eat and then a cup of tea. And of course, when we drink a cup of tea, my grandparents bring everything they have on the table, you know, the cookies, the cakes, and every sugary food. And you know, this habit of all the time eating something sweet after a big meal is actually why I have a sweet tooth. That's why I'm from the childhood have this habit from my family. And that's why now I understand that it's not good to always eat something sweet after lunch and dinner. It's not good. And that's why I thought, well, I have to stop this, you know. It's not good. Maybe you have kind of the same. Maybe it's not connected to sugar. Maybe anything else?
Yeah, of course. I want to say that obviously not everyone in Spain, but for example, I think that we eat a lot of bread at the same time with the lunch, for example, mm-hmm. and with the dinner. And the first things, normally, the first thing that the doctor and the expert delayed from the diet is the bread. Mm-hmm. But in Spain, we eat a lot with different things. And also, for example, is well known for everyone that we, after the lunch, take a nap.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
Maybe 20 minutes. 30 minutes, depend the time that you have, but it's like a ritual or a tradition or mm-hmm. something very typical from Spain, and I think that is not the best. Just after lunch, sitting and sleep.
But I think it's common in a lot of countries. I know in France, it's also you can do it, and I'm sure that in a lot of European, even not European, like in all the world, it's common to take 20 to half an hour to just rest, to digest a little bit before taking the activities.
Yeah, for me it's perfect. It's good. I think that is properly to do, because after lunch you feel tired because your blood well, I don't know if it is correct or not, but the people say that your blonde go to your stomach, that you are not really focused for the war or something like that, so you have to rest. But I don't know if sitting and don't move after lunch is a good idea. And also, for example, in Spain, we have a different schedule for the lunch and for the dinner, like in the rest of the European Union. For example, sometimes in Spain, I take my dinner at 10, 11, and then I fast or no, and then quickly go to sleep
right after lunch. Yeah,
and after lunch the same. Yes. So.
Actually, I know that it is not good at all. When I do it personally, that if I sleep less than half an hour after dinner, I know that I will vomit instantly when I will wake up. I know that it's only for me, but I know that it's not good at all to sleep instantly. You need some time to rest. And I wanted to add something because I remember that I was working in a farm in Canada, and they also have the ritual to take 20 minutes or half an hour after the lunch. So it's not even in Europe, it's probably all over the world, not in every country, but in a lot, I think.
So maybe it's not what we can continue to do.
Yeah, I think it's okay.
Yeah, because, you know, actually when we are sleeping, if we ate and then we went to bed straight to take a nap, our body actually doesn't relax, because while we are sleeping, it tries to digest our food, which means that our body does basically two jobs at the same time, you know? So sometimes when you wake up, you may not feel energetic, but you may feel like dizzy, you know, after sleeping and after eating. So I don't know how it works for you, but for me, if I slept well at night, I don't want to sleep during the day. I don't know. Like, it's just, we don't have this probably in our culture.
But it depends what you eat during the day, because of course, if you have a good meal, like a well balanced, of course. But for example, have you tried to during the day eat a big kebab or big McDonald's, something like this? After this, usually you are so dead, because there are a lot of meat and a lot of fat, and that actually exhausts you a lot. I don't know if you experience that, but for me it's the case almost all the time, because I eat all the time big meal. Now I try to reduce the size of the meal during the day, even during the night, because when I eat too much after, as you said, like for I don't know half an hour, I can't focus, because I'm just focused on digesting. Because it was too much to eat.
You know, if we overeat, if we oversleep, of course it has an impact on our condition, and we think less effectively, and we may not feel like doing anything. I know, because I know this feeling, because sometimes I also have cravings for something, like I eat a lot of sugar, a lot of, like, you know, I don't know, sweets, and then I was like, and then I realized, oh my God, I have to do so much, and what did I do with myself? Now I don't want to do anything. And, you know, food is not about that. Food should make us feel good, but not prevent us from doing something. That's really interesting.
Yes, I totally agree with that idea. And right now I am thinking also in the drink, because we are only talking about the food, but also it's important that we consume, exactly. For example, I don't know in your case, but from my teenager, when I was teenager, I start to try to consume the less refresh that I can, like Coca-Cola and this kind of thing, soda, because it's the worst that you can drink. And right now, I usually drink water or tea or juice. But for example, talking about the water, do you think that you drink the enough water that we need? Because this is another important thing.
For me, I drink very much water. Like, I think too much, because but I drink too much in general, like soda and stuff. Just also, I wanted to rebound about something. Do you have an idea in a glass of Coca-Cola, how many sugar cube do you think there is inside? Do you have an idea? What would be your guess?
I don't remember, but I saw a picture, and it's too much. I know that it's a lot.
But I don't know if you realize how much it is. It's like a lot.
In like a classical bottle, like 0.5 liters?
No, even less, like maybe 0.3? No, 0.2 or... Yeah, 0.2 centiliters, let's say.
5 cubes?
0.2 liters, sorry.
5?
5? What do you say?
I don't know, 7?
It's, between you, it's like between 6 and 7 ice cubes. And it's like a lot, because it's just for one glass. Imagine the whole bottle, it's like just a lot. it's actually a lot. And something we didn't talk about that is also very important is when you eat, you should eat like slowly and not like eat as fast as possible, because it's not good for your stomach at all. And for example, sometimes you realize too late that you are full, but because of you still eating, you think you are hungry, and then at one moment you realize that you are so full.
Yes, you're right.
For example, it works from one French dish that I know, that is raclette, for example. Mm-hmm. You eat like potato with melted cheese, you eat, and then suddenly you realize that you are so full, even you overeat and you can't do anything except you want to walk 5 meters to lay on the sofa and just can't do anything.
I can relate a lot to your idea, Thomas, because I, you know, sometimes just observe my eating habits, and when I eat porridge, let's say in the morning, and I don't add sugar, let's say I cut pieces of apples, I add nuts, and I eat just without any sugars. And let's say I cannot finish 10% or 15% of my plate of porridge. As once I add honey, jam, or anything else, I eat it quickly. You know, I finish it very quickly because sugars actually let us eat more. It's a fact, which means that we will gain weight. Of course. And you never know when to stop, because at that point, not the stomach says he wants to eat, but your brain, because it's sweet. And you know, once I watched a documentary and there was saying like, so what are the most harsh addictions? And in the documentary, it was said that one of the hardest addictions is sugar, because when you do something in your life, whatever it is, so your body gives signals to your brain that I like it and I should do it again, and that's when the addiction comes. So when you like when it's sweet, then you will eat more and more, which means that not the stomach says, but the brain says, you know, that you have to do it more, and that's why it's really hard to give up on it.
And another day I saw a video that a doctor use a microscope to see very near.
Very close, yes.
And it's completely sugar. Also cacao, but there are a lot of sugar inside the...
In the pure cacao, there is a lot of sugar?
Exactly.
I was thinking that there was more fat than sugar in the cacao.
I think that is a mix.
Both.
They add the cacao and sugar.
Yeah.
And you can see the sugar because it's very, very small. Mm-hmm. Only if you use something like a microscope or something like that. I didn't know. Even sometimes I put in my meal cacao and sugar, but the cacao already have sugar, so...
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know.
With cacao?
Yeah.
Oh, it's actually terrible. It's like Coca-Cola, but with different taste. It's like basically full of sugar with a little bit of flavor.
Exactly. No, right now I stop because, okay, if the cacao already have sugar,
I didn't need more. You can check on the box when you buy it. Some cacao boxes don't have a lot of sugar, but truly, let's be honest, I'd say maybe 80% of the cacao box, they have a lot of sugar in it.
Amazing.
Also, I wanted to ask you something because I searched for it. Do you know what are the countries that takes the most time to eat? I say about, I don't know, it can be Saturday or Sunday when you have as much time as you want. What do you think is the top three? Like top three and the bottom three. Do you have an idea?
About the top three?
Okay.
I am not sure, but for me, for example, Spain or Morocco, Mediterranean zones, area, Italian.
Spain is actually third.
Olé. No, okay. It's not to fill up a proof or maybe yes.
Like the top three is European and the bottom two is another continent. What do you think is the first, that the country that takes the most time to eat? And yeah, I said Spain, that is third with 2 hours and 6 minutes average to eat. I think that's maybe a little bit much, but I think the site is kind of accurate. It's Statista, so I think it's a good source.
I think it's definitely southern European countries, so it's probably, is there France in the list?
Yeah, France is actually the top one.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
We are statistically the country that takes the most time to eat. It says about 2 hours and 13 minutes.
Wow.
But I don't know if it's really the truth. Okay, we take a lot of time, but like 2 hours, 30 minutes for me looks a lot. But for example, I don't know for you, but like when we have family dinner or family lunch in France, actually it's terrible. It's like you spend 5 or 6 hours to the table and you just think about one thing is to leave the table, but you can't because there are still some things like from the first dish to the dessert plus coffee or digestive and stuff. It's like infinite. You start to eat maybe at 12 and then at 6 something, you can be free from the table. But
it's incredible. And what's the second country?
The second, it's Italy.
Yeah, I thought so.
It's like almost the same that Spain. It says 2 hours and 7 minutes.
Wow.
But what about the bottom? What do you think are the two or the three countries that takes the least time to eat?
I think that, for example, Asia.
Mm-hmm. No, it's no.
No?
Because no, not the continents.
Maybe Germany?
No, Norway? It's not European.
Not European?
No.
So New York?
United States?
Yes.
United States is actually the country that takes the least time to eat. They take approximately only 1 hour to eat. Yeah, when they have plenty of time for them, it's 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
But I can understand because of the quality of their food, but it's another topic.
And also because I think they are always running or very stressful, so they don't take the time to see, to eat slowly.
Yeah, and surprisingly, the second country that takes the least time to eat is Canada. I was really impressed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know exactly what the reason, but the statistics have been made in 2015. So it's kind of maybe not what is it today, but I think it's kind of accurate. And I'm not surprised that France is the first because, we like to take time. But I'm not surprised because I think we have very good food, so we want to enjoy it very slowly. I don't know if it's related. Just, I wanted to talk about this because I think it's interesting.
Yes, also I think that the time that we spend eating is also a time to socialize.
Yeah, of course.
You start to talk with your friend or with your family.
Mm-hmm.
You take your time because it's not only about the food. It's also about the person.
True, about the social life as well, true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in Spain, for example, always when you meet or when you make a meeting in your house, for example, there are something for eat.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a cultural or tradition.
Mm-hmm. In Russia it's the same. When it's like when it comes to family gatherings or dinners, we also that Russia is a very generous country, like this Russian soul and so on. And usually when we have a family gathering or we have guests, our table should be full of different kinds of dishes, it should be a lot of it, it's just like, to show the whole hospitality and generosity, of our culture. So of course we do eat a lot for a long time. If it's a celebration or something. But it's a very interesting topic that, some people eat a lot, some people don't. Some people have this bad and good eating habits. But let's answer the question, why do you think people go on a diet? Like, what are the main reasons why they do that?
I was thinking and I found a lot of different reasons. For example, obviously the physical parts, but also for we can talk about belief, about ideas, because there are a lot of people that become in vegan or vegetarian for the idea, because they like a meal and they like the fish or this kind of thing, but they prefer not to eat for try to protect the animal or the environment.
Because of the convictions, yes.
Also, I was thinking that, for example, there are this kind of people who work out a lot and they has also a diet, a special diet.
Usually it's very strict diets for this kind of person.
I don't know how they know the name culturism.
But I see what you mean, like the person that go to the gym every day or every 2 days, mm-hmm. like this, they need a very strict diet, otherwise
there are people who follow a diet because they want to get a physical
they want specific almost no fat in their body, like only pure muscles.
I think that then there are the other rest of the people who maybe follow a diet for feel good or try to lose weight or something like that.
Yeah,
I think that's the reason, to gain weight, to lose weight, or to feel better in your body also. Because, for example, for me, I know that I have a very bad diet. That's why I'm tired all the time. But I know just if I eat a little bit better, I could have more energy and that could be good.
Yeah, these are basically most of the reasons why people do it. All people have different goals. Yeah, and sometimes it even comes to the health, Maybe you need to lose weight because of the health problems.
Oh, in addition, question I was thinking that, for example, it's very important to have enough money, because yes. sometimes we talk about the why we don't have a proper diet, and I know that there are a lot of people who, if you want to eat well, also you have to have in the money for buy the properly produced variety, because the fish, the meat mm-hmm. are expensive. For example, here in Hungarian are very expensive. So this is another important thing, because sometimes you want to do something but you don't have the opportunity or the condition, because maybe you don't have enough money, for example.
Yeah, of course. You know, it requires some budgeting and some like evaluations, how much you spent on average and how much would you spend with the diet. Yeah, it depends.
But actually what you said, Carmen, is very true, because I know, for example, I watched a documentary not a long time ago about very poor Asian countries, and they are vegetarian, but not by conviction. It's just because they can't afford to buy meat, to buy cheese, this kind of stuff. So they are vegetarian, but actually they like mm-hmm. meat. They just can't afford, and that's the reason mm-hmm. why they don't eat it. And I think it's mm-hmm. very sad that if you can't eat what you want, it's actually, I think, terrible. But I mm-hmm. mean, it's like this since they are born. So I think for them it's normal, but actually I think it's sad.
No, I know what you're talking about. And sometimes there are some political and just circumstances when you cannot afford it, but most of the time, of course, what we eat depends on us, because nobody makes us eat something. It's us who takes the food and put it in the mouth, right? Yes, but
for example, I was reflect a lot about the quality of the food. That for me is also very important, because sometimes you can try to eat a fruit, vegetable, some of meat, fish, like mm-hmm. variety. But we know that all the year there aren't all the kind of fruits mm-hmm. or vegetable. But we can find, because they make in a fake way. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I am clear, but you think that you are eating healthy because you can find all the vegetable and all the fruit that you want, mm-hmm. but in fact inside of this fruit, vegetable or whatever you want, maybe there aren't the real nutrient that you need.
Yeah.
So also the condition of the food mm-hmm. is very important, because sometimes, yes, you think that you have the best diet, mm-hmm. but maybe the product that you are buying are not really good. So I think that for sure the thing that we eat depend of us, but also there are a lot of different
factors.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And actually, it's good that you told about it, because I just thought, like, when you do your groceries, do you pay attention to the list of ingredients of the products that you buy? Do you look, like, what does it consist of, and so on?
For me, I would say, like, 99% of the product, no, but mm-hmm. just I pay attention about one thing, it's palm oil, because for mm-hmm. me, it's really important not to buy palm oil, mm-hmm. because I know how it destructs the forest and kill some kinds of apes, and I know that for me it's very important. Of course, there should be other ingredients, but for me it's the only one I really pay attention. I never, okay, not never, but I say the least possible of, for example, Nutella and stuff, I don't eat at all. I only mm-hmm. take a type of Nutella that doesn't contain palm oil. Mm-hmm. It's very important, but I know that sadly in a lot of biscuits and stuff there are palm oil, mm-hmm. but I try to take it the least possible.
Yeah.
What about you? Do you pay attention to some ingredients? What, yeah. for example?
Yeah, I do that, to be honest, because I'm just curious what it contains, and if I see a lot of chemicals, you know, that I don't really recognize, then I usually don't take this kind of food. So of course, sometimes I want something, you know, like some trash food, like chips or like maybe something salty, but it happens really like rarely. And of course, when you eat chips, it like contains only a lot of chemicals. But usually, let's say I want to buy cacao powder, or I want to buy chocolate, I always look at the ingredients, how much percent of cacao it contains, because for me it's important that it doesn't have like a lot of sugar and more cacao powder, and for that, like, it's just healthier, you know, because I know that daily I consume a lot of sugar, so I try to minimize it this way, you know, at least to pay attention to it.
But I think, yeah, you spend a lot of time when you're in grocery. If you check like every product and remove all the chemicals, you spend like at least 1 hour every time, no?
Well, not that much. It's just not to all the products that I buy, because I buy a lot of vegetables and fruit. I mean, yeah, just in this case, you just look at the quality of the product. But other than that, like when it comes to, let's say, like you said, Nutella, or let's say I really love peanut butter. And when it comes to peanut butter, I always check the ingredients, because sometimes you can buy such a shitty peanut butter, which is contains just like maybe half of it is just chemicals, you know? So you have to always check how much percent of peanuts it contains, you know? So it's just like small things. Of course, it takes time, I agree with you, but not as much that I cannot spend time on it. That's something I would like to spend time on. Yeah.
Also, I suppose that maybe the first time that you go to a new supermarket, you spend more time, but maybe the second one is not too much, because you already know
what products I want.
Exactly. So yeah, then you go directly and it's more easy. For me, I don't really check anything, but from now I'm going to check the
palm oil.
Yeah, because it's true that it's very important that we stop to consume. So I would like to start to do, but normally I don't check nothing. Sorry for that.
Yeah, but it's hard, because for me, I said that I do it, but sometimes I like, sorry, but
I just want Nutella in the end. I don't care.
Nutella treat, no, I didn't buy maybe for 5 years, even more. Like, this is totally over, but truly, there are a lot of biscuits that contain palm oil. It's very hard to avoid, and sometimes when you want to avoid it too much, it gets more expensive. That's the problem, because they put some product at very cheap price, but it's actually terrible. That's why it's cheap, I guess, but this is a problem. They don't put like a healthy and cheap, it's not related, and that's a problem. But I guess it's for a lot of reasons that I don't know. It's like this.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I also actually try to avoid palm oil. That's really important. I think it's also bad for our health, the palm oil. Yeah, and for the environment as well.
Especially for the environment, because for the health, actually, it's not that bad. Like, basically, every oil, if you don't eat it too much, it's actually good for your body. But just the way how it is produced, like they... Okay, I don't know exactly, but I know that that kills a lot of kind of ape. I don't know the name of this spicy in English. But basically, they destroy all the Amazon forest. And they destroy basically the environment of some kind of ape, and this is the most terrible, I think.
Yeah, but I think that now we can continue and think about specifically some diets in our podcast today. And as we were talking about vegan diet that Thomas talked about before, we can start with that. So from my experience, I know that actually there are two types of it. So there is a vegan diet and there is a vegetarian diet. I know that a vegetarian diet is less strict than the vegan, because they, I think, can eat some animal products like eggs, right? Maybe sometimes even fish they can eat, right?
On vegetarian,
No.
Fish is part of the meat, so it... But do you know what is the exact difference between vegan and vegetarian? I think it's important.
Yeah, because vegan, they don't eat any kind of animal-based products, right? So it's just so strict. Although vegetarian, they might drink milk, eat eggs, or something that doesn't make any harm to animals, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
It's basically the difference between vegetarians is like you can't eat product that are directly animals, and vegan is you cannot drink or eat product that comes from an animal. So like milk, egg. This is the difference. So vegetarian can't eat fish. Okay, some do, because for example there is a kind of fishing that is durable fishing. That for example some fisher, when they take a fish, they replace with another one. So it's called I'm not sure about the name in English, but I would say durable fishing, something like this. They like regulate the population of the fish, let's say like this. But most of the times, yeah, they are not able to eat fish or meat, of course.
Okay, well, let's then consider what products we can eat when we are in a vegan diet, when we are like on the most strict one. Yeah, so we can eat beans, we can eat lentils, soy, tofu, nuts, seeds, we can eat fruit. What else?
As a vegan?
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know because it's my worst fear. For me, it's not possible. I think that is an interesting question for you. Would you be ready to be vegan, not by convictions, but like just to try, for example, 1 week or 1 month to be fully vegan or fully vegetarian? Do you think it's possible for you?
Yes, I think so because, for example, here in Hungary, I reduce a lot my consume of fish and meat, and I feel good. And I think that I am more close to a vegan diet than my normal diet that I had in Spain. And it's okay. So I think that it's possible. But, for example, I have to tell something, and that I discovered in summer when I come back to Spain that I have like iron in my blood because we need to eat meat, or if no, you have to
take additional pills or something like this.
Exactly.
Yes, I see.
And here in Hungary, they don't have a really variety of meat, so for the reason and also for the fish, almost impossible to find. I have a kind of a healthy problem. So for me, for example, the vegan diet, it could be okay, it could be fine because you focus more in the fruits and the vegetable, but you have to know very well how to take all the nutrients that you need.
This is the problem. But have you ever tried, since you're in Hungary, like for 1 week or 2 weeks, not to eat meat at all?
No.
1 week maybe? You didn't try?
No, I didn't try, no. I always, at least one day, I try to buy something. Yes.
Yeah, I think for 1 day or two, for me, it's okay. Like, I'm not vegetarian at all, but for me, to be vegetarian, for example, it's like 1 day I can eat pizza with only cheese. So for me, it's vegetarian, but it doesn't mean that it's good. But it's different. Vegetarian doesn't equal healthy food because cheese, for example, is vegetarian, but cheese, for example, it's fat. It's not good. Even if the taste is delicious, itself, it's not really good if you eat too much, of course.
Yeah.
And what about you, Sabina? Would you be ready, for example, for 1 week or 2 weeks to be vegan or vegetarian? Have you ever already tried?
Well, you know, definitely not a vegan because I'm a kind of a person that really depends on dairy products. I really love milk. I really love cheese and eggs. It's just like a part of me, you know, I cannot get rid of it. But to be honest, vegetarian, yeah, why not? I think even there was a week when I didn't eat meat at all. I just ate eggs, I ate cheese, but I didn't eat neither chicken nor meat. Just, I can actually, you know, do without meat, but I cannot do without fish, I would say. So I need to eat salmon, to eat maybe cooked fish. It's okay for me, but yeah, but not like super strict like a vegan, for sure. Yeah, and you, Thomas?
I think you asked the question, but you kind of know the answer. For me, more than 1 meal without meat, it's really, really hard because I feel the craving of meat actually a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Craving, if you don't know, it's the like when you miss / need something very much, like, and you can't control it. For example, if you don't have sugar, you have craving for sugar, it means that you want it very much. And I have it for the meat, for the sugar. Like, if I don't drink or eat any sugar during the whole day, I will feel actually very bad. Even if I feel usually tired, I will feel like totally without energy. So I think you need to pay me a lot for me to be vegetarian for 1 week. I mean, I would like to try, but I'm very scared of it because it looks for me impossible. But if I have enough motivation, I think it's possible. But I'm not ready for this. I love meat too much. That's the problem.
Well, we can also look into pros and cons of a vegan and vegetarian diet. Probably pros are that vegans reduced risk of illness, I think. So they, of course, by not eating meat, like they don't consume like maybe some substances that animals can contain, like of course no chemicals, nothing. But some vegan diets can lack essential nutrients. That's the con, the greatest con, I would say. And basically also the con is that vegan diets are not recommended for people with certain health problems as well.
This is another very important point. every person that wants to follow a diet has to go to the doctor and to someone that is expert in this topic.
To a nutritionist. It's like a new profession or something like that.
Yeah. Yes, because all of us have a different condition, different body. For example, for me, if I don't eat meat, it could be fine, but maybe another person need it. So you have to find, I mean, I want to say that every diet, it could be for every person different.
I globally agree, but I think for some diet, it's okay not to see the doctor if it's not like very strict, of course. For example, if you want to start a diet, I don't know what is the name in English, but when you don't eat at all for like days, for like, for example, 1 week or 2 weeks, you just drink a little bit of drinks with some flavor, but you don't eat anything at all. Of course, I think for this, you need to see a doctor. But for light diet, just you pay attention of some meals, you should see the doctor, I think, if you feel bad. But yeah, the most important, if you want not to eat anything for 1 week or 2 weeks, it's important to see a doctor because it can have consequences for sure.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried, for example, for 1 or 2 days not to eat?
No.
I think that even, for example, in the intermittent fasting, they propose don't eat, for example, during 8 hours or even more, like 16, but can eat or you have to eat during the rest of the hour of the day. So even in this diet that is focusing, try to not to eat during the half of the day, but the other half you have to eat. So if they said in this kind of diet, I think that it's very bad not to eat nothing.
Actually, it's very interesting about intermittent dieting, intermittent fasting. I would love to talk about it. We have it today scheduled, but let's also talk about a little bit of more diets for today. And then we get back to intermittent fasting. So guys, let me also introduce one of the really modern diets these days. Let's say if you want to lose weight, if your goal is to lose weight or to get healthier, let's say, and for 1 month, follow a special diet. There is one diet called the paleo diet. And today, a lot of people are well aware of it. And the idea of it is that it's designed to resemble what human hunter-gatherer ancestors of us, of like our, of people, ate thousands of years ago. So basically, it's about encouraging eating whole foods such as seeds, nuts, fruits, vegetables, eggs, but excluding foods that are introduced through farming and industry such as dairy products, beans, grains, cereals, salt, alcohol, coffee, and processed food. So basically, something that our ancestors, hunters, ate, you know, like thousands of years ago. And what does it mean? So how it works? So for example, what can you actually eat when you are on a paleo diet? You can eat, let's say, a lot of meat, a lot of fish, eggs, vegetables, fruits, nuts, seeds, herbs. So basically anything, but avoid everything that in modern life, like basically avoid bad eating habits. And what is actually very interesting is that paleo diet is constructed in a way that you eat more protein, less carbs, and less average percentage of fat. So more protein and less carbohydrates.
Talking about this diet, it's very funny for me because I discovered the importance of the marketing. Well, not discovered, I confirm the importance of the marketing because it's logical. The thing that this diet proposes is very logical and is something that I think that we learn in the school. But they put a new name and they try to sell like something very unique or unusual, but for me it's something very logical. I think that maybe a lot of people follow this kind of diet and they don't know that there are a name for this.
True.
So it's funny because the marketing in this kind of topic is also very important. Sometimes it's more important than the real beneficial of the diet because they start to talk to you about the you are going to get this you with this diet, with this product, blah, blah, blah. But maybe it's a cheat. But they try to present very well. And
Yeah, but you know, and here in this diet, why it's called like this is because it makes you pay attention to the products that you eat, because sometimes processed food are labeled as low fat, as diet, but they are processed and they are not healthy. And that's why you may think that you're on a diet, like when you eat a snack, let's say, yeah, like the sports snacks that they have or anything else, but it's actually not good for you because it still contains sweeteners, it contains still sugar, you know, and chemicals probably as well, because it's processed.
Yeah. No, it's right that for me, this diet is very good. I like it. But yes, I think that it's very logical.
Yeah. And as you said, good marketing. Yeah, that's true. So let me introduce you a typical day of paleo menu and you will share like what you think. Is it possible or not possible? So let's say our typical day would be we wake up in the morning, we eat for breakfast eggs and vegetables fried in olive oil. And after that, we eat a piece of fruit, let's say an apple. Yeah, then let's say in 3-4 hours, we eat chicken salad with olive oil and a handful of nuts. So you see, no carbohydrates. So it's only protein and fat right now and a little bit of carbs containing, of course, and also nuts and fruit. And then for dinner, we eat a burger, of course, without a bun. So it's just the meat, yeah?
So it's nothing a burger, but okay.
Yeah, fried in the butter, vegetables and salsa. Or we can choose salmon fried in butter and vegetables. Do you think you could eat that for a day?
Yes, for sure. It sounds very good. Yeah, for me, I think it's a good option, it's a good idea. However, also I have to say that you have to find the time to prepare because sometimes,
of course,
we don't care about ourselves because we don't have the real time or we are more focused in the job or in other things. So sometimes when I saw the diets, also I feel a bit lazy maybe to prepare the things. But for sure, it's very good.
And what about you, Thomas?
No, of course, it's not doable. I see the list of food that is forbidden and it's not possible when I see you can't eat bread, sugar, milk, rice, potatoes. Like, truly, I eat only that. So it's like very hard, especially the milk. I don't understand. I know that it's fat, but for me, it's like it directly comes from animals. So why is it that bad? But especially also bread, like... Okay, it's very cliche, but as French, I don't think not eating bread is possible for me. Truly, maybe I could do it for one day or two, but more, I think it would be very difficult. I need really big motivation to do that. Otherwise, I don't think it's possible for me.
And Thomas, have you ever tried to hide in the fruit or vegetable with another meat or make in a way that maybe you are not thinking that this vegetable and fruit?
It was the strategy of my mother when I was a child because for me it was really hard to eat vegetables. But she was like, yeah, I prepared you mashed potatoes. And I was like, okay. I was like, oh, it has a strange color. And she said, no, it's because I took a certain type of potatoes. And then it came after she told me that there is also carrots and this kind of stuff. I was like, oh, you fooled me. But I mean, it's the only solution for me to eat vegetables. So I wasn't mad at her. But yeah, she had to use some strategies for to eat vegetables. But I'm grateful for that because otherwise I would eat only bad stuff. But she makes some effort for me to have decent nutrition. So that's cool. Has it ever happened to you that your mother or your parents find some strategies to make you eat some food that you usually don't like, but they try to hide it a little bit to make you like it a little bit? I think they love to do that. I don't know why, but...
Definitely. Yeah, we had the same childhood. Not with me, because I was kind of not a difficult child in this regard, but my sister, she was really hard because there were a lot of products she didn't like, so my mom had to, like, you know, for example, make meatballs and add something there so that she eats, like you told, like more vegetables or some food that is actually healthy for us. Yeah, but as we were talking about the paleo diet, so why is it good for us? Of course, this diet is very good because it can clean up your body. And for sure, on this diet, you lose weight and you lose weight in a healthy way, you know, not in the way that your body stresses a lot, because you still eat, you can eat whenever you want, but you still stick to the rules, like you don't eat processed food, you eat less carbs. And because of that, it makes it difficult because we need carbs for the energy, you know, and even we are not talking about simple carbs like chocolate, let's say like cookies. We are talking about also healthy carbs like rice, like beans. You cannot eat that on a paleo diet. And of course, that this make it difficult. But I think that for a month, at least, this diet would be great to clean up your body, to clean up your mind and kind of, you know, maybe stabilize your health. But disadvantages, yeah, like I told you, is that it's hard to follow. It has less carbs. And there is also one more interesting diet that I would like to talk about today. It's called keto diet. It's less popular, but it's really interesting because in this diet, you eat the percentages of fat, protein, and carb is a bit different. So you eat more fat and a bit less protein and less carbs. So it's low carb, but high fat diet. It means that, let's say, you cannot eat bread, you cannot eat, I don't know, rice and everything, but you can eat, let's say, a lot of vegetables with a lot of nuts and avocados and everything. And you can eat a big, let's say, piece of meat with a big piece of butter on it, you know, so a lot of fat. So what do you think about this diet? For example, if I also tell you the products that you can eat daily.
I am not sure if I understand this diet because the main if to eat more fast, to try to have more energy, because if you have more energy, your body is working more and you can waste more.
Yeah, so again, so if you want to stick to keto diet, so you eat from 70 to 8% of fats and from 10 to 20% of protein and from 5 to 10% of carbohydrates, which means that when it comes to protein, you can eat eggs, like you can eat, let's say, fish, but you also eat a lot of, let's say, bacon, you eat chicken with like a lot of butter, you can eat a big piece of like steak with a big piece of butter on it, you know, and you never eat something that contains sugar, of course. You don't eat like bread, but although you eat different kinds of products that contain a lot of fat.
Okay, but good fats.
Yeah, of course, good fats, yeah.
Yeah, because I am really the idea that I said. These diets thought that if you waste more energy, also you are wasting more weight. And how you can waste more energy eating more good fats.
I think the idea is that probably you get this energy from the fat products that you eat. And
exactly.
Usually fat, they are rich, and that's why when you eat it, you are kind of full. You know, if you eat a lot, like the whole steak, of course, you will not need anything else probably. So yeah, this diet is actually interesting because if you try it, you don't know how it will. I mean, we know that, of course, it will not have a bad impact. But you don't know whether you will lose weight or not, because it also depends on our body. Some people say that your weight stays on the same level because you eat a lot of fats, and that's why it stays on the same level, but doesn't, you know, you don't lose. Some people lose even when they eat fats because they don't eat carbohydrates and also bad processed food.
One of my friends was followed this diet. For me, it was a bit shocked because that person started to have a really obsession with the percent of the fats or the
protein
and this kind of thing that the food has. So for me, it was terrible to see her eating because she wants to control everything. And
yeah, sometimes it can be very problematic. I know also some people that are like this, they can't eat something else that is not in their diet, like at all, like they can't do anything. For example, I know someone that can only eat vegetables and sometimes a little bit of fish. If you give her chicken, she will just not eat it. And for some people, it's just an addiction, just to eat what they want to eat and nothing else.
Yes, because
that's a problem, because you can't adapt. For example, if you travel or this kind of stuff, sometimes you may not find the food that you usually eat. I think it can be a problem.
Yeah.
Yes, because you feel bad. If you eat something outside of your diet, you start to feel bad. And I think that if you are following a diet to feel better, how is possible that if you eat something, then you feel bad. Yeah. For me, that's amazing.
Yeah, that's why if it's important to consider all the features of your body and all like your health to understand what you can handle and what you can't handle. Because of course, it's like hard in any case in the beginning. And the idea of diets is that at the end you feel better, that you don't feel bad, you know? So of course, it depends on us, on the diversity of our bodies. So yeah, these were the two very like kind of modern diets that are now practiced in many different countries. So the question is there a perfect diet? I guess yes and no.
I would say, yeah, exactly, yes and no. For some people, yeah, there is. But for me, the most important is you should eat, okay, not all the time what you want to eat, but first to have some pleasure about mm-hmm. what you eat and try to regulate some type of food, of course. But for me, there is no perfect diet. Mm-hmm. And if you try to find the perfection every time, I don't think it's mm-hmm. good for your body, for your health. Mm-hmm. You should think about living your life and, mm-hmm. okay, a little bit care about your food, but not, it's not for me the mm-hmm. point of my life, for sure.
Yeah, it's a learning process.
Yes, in my opinion, I don't know if there is a perfect diet, because I really think it depends on many factors like genetic, mm-hmm. emotional, sport, quality of products. Mm-hmm. But for me, what is clear is that there are diets that are more beneficial than others. Mm-hmm. This is clear for me. Yeah. But if there are one perfect diet, I suppose that no. Or I can say that everyone has a different perfect diet.
Yeah. Well, guys, thank you so much for sharing your opinion and experience. I hope that our podcast about dieting and eating habits was useful for our listeners. Well, stay tuned with us and have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.